Sorry. Wait. There's this clip. Okay, listen. Have you ever heard of Peppa Pig? Okay, wait. Don't look at me like that. Okay, I have nieces and nephews, okay? They used to be obsessed with that show. But there's this clip and it's on TikTok and it's the one. Okay, so she's trying. She can't whistle. So she's been trying to learn how to whistle. She can't whistle. She's devastated. She calls her friend, and then her friend, it's I think the sheep. Sheep, is it a sheep? Yeah. And she's like, "Oh, I'm so sad because I don't know how to whistle." And then her friend is like, "Oh, I don't know how to whistle either." And don't make fun of my accent. I'm not good at it. Okay, anyway, so and she's like, "I don't know how to whistle either." And then Peppa's like so excited. She's like, "That's great." And she's like, "Oh, wonderful. I'm so happy. I mean, that's sad that you can't whistle, but it's great because neither can I," or whatever. And stop. I know I'm bad at the accent, okay? But listen, do you want to hear the story or not? Okay, so then, and then, mind you, again, remember, they're on the phone, okay? And her friend is like, "Wait, what's whistling?" And then Peppa is like, "It's when you put your lips together and blow." And then her friend does like this. And then Peppa just click, just hangs up on her friend. Oh my God, it's so funny. And then her face is just serious, deadpan, like she's pissed. So funny. Here, let me send it to you. Anyway, I forget. Every time that comes up, I'm just like, I laugh every time. Anyway, wait, what? What do you mean you don't know how to whistle? You don't know how to whistle? You literally just put your lips together and blow. Okay, wait. Okay, I need you to try it for me. Can you? Sorry. Okay, if you were laughing at my fake accent, then you get a little giggle out of me, okay? That's what best friends are for. We laugh at each other. Okay. So, okay. So, I can try teaching you. So, it's not just putting your lips together. You have to have some control of the moisture in your mouth and around your lips, and also kind of like the shape of your tongue. So let's do the easy part first. Copy my mouth shape. So it's like giving a kiss like this, but like you're really exaggerating and you're making it really tight. So it's not really a like a make out kiss, more like just like a quick peck on the cheek or something, I guess. Maybe. Well, no. Maybe not a peck on the cheek, that'd probably hurt. But okay, it has to just be a little firmer. So no, come here. Come here. Okay. So come on. Okay, feel the way my fingers are squeezing your lips. Just like that. Like, okay, now make them a little firmer. Your lips. Put some tension in it. Okay. No, see, you're wanting to open your mouth. Close it up a little bit more. Yes. Yes, like that. close to you. Okay. So now you need to kind of like, sorry, just looking at your mouth. You need to kind of make a dip in your tongue, like the front of your tongue. Don't block the little hole that air is going to come out with your tongue. You want to kind of like, I can't really explain it. Maybe, okay. This is going to be a little weird. So, can you open your mouth a little bit? Okay. So, I'm going to push your tongue. My hands are clean. I'm going to push your tongue down a little. Like that. Okay. Now, put like some tension. Like, oh, here, I'll put two fingers like that. So weird. I know. I feel like I'm really, really close to your mouth. I mean, my fingers are like in your mouth. Just, okay, maybe just one finger. I feel like two fingers is too much. But tuck your tongue down like this. See, I'm doing it to myself too, okay? Like that. And wrap your, wrap your lips around my finger. Like you're gonna whistle, so like you're making that lip shape again. Hey, there you go. There you go. Okay, now I'm gonna take it out. Okay. Okay. So now blow. See? There was a little bit there. Good. Okay. Okay, good. So we got a little bit going on, but we want it obviously to be better. So I think at this point it's the moisture in your mouth and around your, like your lips. So lick your lips. Yeah, like that. And do the shape again of your lips, your tongue. It's good. Okay, good. And try again. Better. So much better. Wow, that was really good. Okay. Let's try to do the catcall whistle. You know. Yeah. That. Oh, come on. It's not that hard. Now, for that, it's about controlling your breath and also your tongue movement to get like that little inflection going on. It's about how you move your tongue. So think of it like a roller coaster. You want to get like a wave like that. Like you go up and then down. Okay. Does that make sense? Okay. So you want to do that with kind of like from the back to the front of your tongue. So I guess really more like a wave, not a roller coaster, not that sharp, but like a long wave. Okay. Okay. Does that make sense? Is that a little better? Okay, cool. So try it. Okay. Okay. So we need some work on the movement of your tongue. I wish I could. Well, I mean, there is a way for me to show you. Here. Give me your finger. I'm going to put it in my mouth and I'm going to kind of mimic that motion. Okay. Okay. Oh. It's like this. Like that. Did that help? Sorry, your finger's wet. But did that help a little bit? Okay, try it then. Better, better, but now, maybe. I could show you another way, but it's not exactly conventional. If that's okay. Well, what I had in mind is, you trust me, right? Close your eyes. Part your lips. Did you feel my tongue like that? Do that. Go on. Whistle. Perfect. That was perfect. Job. You think you need more direction? Well, I think I can give you more direction. Because whistling is also about breath control. So, I'm gonna stick my finger back in your mouth. I want you to practice that movement with your tongue that I just taught you. Now, give me my finger back. So I want you to control your breath, okay? It's important for whistling. Don't worry about what my finger's doing. I'm just running my hand down the middle of your body. And pushing it down your pants. Oh. No underwear? That makes it easy. Now, I want you to practice whistling. And I don't want you to stop while I start stroking your cock. Go on, practice whistling. That's good. Oh. Stroke you. It's Don't stop whistling. Keep going. Oh, don't worry about what my hand's doing. I'm stroking that cock of yours up and down. Kind of twisting around so that you can feel me. Oh, and my fingers wrap and get every inch of your skin touched and caressed. No, I think we want it a little wetter, right? Keep whistling while I take my hand. And put my saliva on it. Back down your pants. There we go. A little more slippery. Oh, don't stop. Don't stop whistling. Oh, keep controlling that breath of yours. There you go. There you go. Oh, yes. Oh, God, it's so fucking hot. God, you look so fucking hot right now. And your dick is so fucking hard for me. Have you always wanted this, huh? Have you fantasized about your best girlfriend? Oh, stroking your dick, jacking you off, huh? Keep whistling then. Don't stop whistling now. Here. Yeah, practice that tongue movement against my tongue. That's it. Oh, so fucking good. It doesn't matter if my hand is jacking you off. You should be able to control your breathing. Doesn't matter if my titties are pressed up against your chest. There you go. Now keep whistling. Come on. Come on. You're what? Say it for me. What are you gonna do? Oh, you're gonna come? You're gonna shoot that fucking load right all over my hand? Make a mess in your pants? Yeah? Good. Then do it. Come. Come for me. Come on. Come for your best friend jacking that hard dick of yours off. Oh my god. Oh my god, you look so fucking hot right now. Let me pull my hand out of your pants. Oh, look at that. My hand's covered. Now, as you're catching your breath, give me a good whistle. Good job. Now,